We're talking to the leader of One Nation in New South Wales, Mark Latham. Mark, you're going to be a Novocastrian for the next couple of years, starting in January next year, so no doubt you'll be reading the local paper and listening to lots of local radio. So tell me about the future of Newcastle Sports Precinct. Good news
there? Well, there's an exciting possibility because the state government has got legislation possibly going through later today to amalgamate the administration of all the major sporting venues. So we're talking Wollongong, Newcastle, Bankwest Stadium at Parramatta, Olympic Precinct, along with the SCG. And a part of that is to have a more entrepreneurial, creative way of developing facilities. And by far the facility with the most potential is Newcastle, where, quite frankly, for many years it's been underfunded. We need to develop a master plan for the precinct and look at ways in which, for instance, there's been talk over the years of a hotel development complementary that, you know, you want to watch the nights, you're coming from further up the valley, you want to have a night out in Newcastle. A hotel on that site would have some commercial possibility. Maybe that can raise some money for further capital improvements. But the big one really is the news in the federal budget that they're funding the Newcastle bypass. That frees up $190 million worth of government investment at state level that really should stay in the Hunter, it should stay in Newcastle and hopefully be used in some part, large part, in the sports precinct to develop all the facilities that have been talked about for 20 years.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you got either protest against you on Sunday. What happened against you on Sunday? I missed that.
There was a protest in Sydney. Some of the lefties there in the inner city, they're protesting against my parental rights education bill.
Right.
Which does three important things. It says that parents should know at the beginning of every school year all the things going to be taught in the classroom, no surprises. Secondly, parents should have the right to take the kids out of a class where the lessons are not according with the family's moral and social values. So if the school's ploughing on with lessons that you wouldn't want your kids to have, particularly if they're little kids, you've got the rights to take them out of the class. And thirdly, we shouldn't have schools teaching that gender is a social construct. To be saying to 7-year-old boys, you're only feeling male because your parents dressed you in blue and they gave you a Tonka truck. And that, you know, if you're feeling female, you can make a gender transition. So, you know, we've got to teach biological science that with very few exceptions, people are born male or female. That's a scientific reality. And that should be the basis of addressing that area in the schools. And otherwise, you know, kids as teenagers who make gender transitions and the like, that's a matter for families primarily in consultation with health experts. Schools are going to look after those kids, of course, but they shouldn't be advancing an agenda for school students to think that gender itself is a social construct rather than a biological reality.
So there were people protesting against all that?
Yeah, they're against all that, yeah. The bottom line, they've got, Kill Latham's Bill was their chant, and they think that's all terrible. But I can assure you, there are many hundreds of thousands of parents around New South Wales who would like the idea of parental rights.
Absolutely.
And they'd have a legitimate concern that their little kids are being pushed with an agenda to make them think that a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy.
I've got about 60 seconds before I've got to go. One quick question. Mark Latham, do you think that Gladys Berejiklian will survive this at the end of the day?
Well, we'll see what Maguire says. They've actually gone into private session because of the very private nature of the phone calls between a man and a woman in an intimate relationship. But I suppose the bad news for Gladys in general, not just the specific information I've given today, is that Maguire seems a bit ticked off about it all. He doesn't seem very happy with Gladys. So if he's going to sing and put it all out there, then that's pretty bad news for her. And I'd be surprised this time next week when we're talking if she's still the Premier.
Okay. All right. Thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. Have a good week. Go the Bunnies on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be cheering the Bunnies on big time.
All right,
good
mate.
Luck.
Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you next week. See you, Mark Bubbo. That's leader of One Nation in New South Wales, Mark Latham.